getting into more of the stuff that she was always really focused on featuring certain records, whether it was like PC Worship, Partner, remember Uncontrollable Salvation, the Partner record, that yeah. record got played a lot, stuff like that. And yeah, that was really cool when she was music director here.
Yeah,
like, that was
she
really
was very plugged in.
Very plugged in, yeah. That's a really good way of putting it, Chris.
Yeah.
And so it started off with, that was Eggs from Vanishing Twin. They're like a legacy band on here now. They've got like 4 or 5 records out now. They're from the UK, avant-garde stuff. Then it was John Mouse, 1987. I've played John Mouse 15 times on here because, and I can all, I played 1987, that's from Addendum. I will always brag that I have the John Mouse box set. I don't have a lot, Chris. Like, if somebody ransacked my apartment, they wouldn't find much. There'd be a lot of 2007 technology. But yes, the John Mouse box set would be there. And I wouldn't be, that's one of the things I'd actually be sad to lose. That'd be hard to replace. After that was Orange's Band. They're from Baltimore. I've talked about them a bunch on the show. I've played them, I think, 6 or 7 times on here. They were really clutch in the 20s when this show was just not as good as it is now or was at the beginning. Like, the first, I thought this show would last 6 episodes. Like, when I took over for Michael Montague back in 2019.
Yeah.
I figured I'd last 6 shows. And then I did, in 6 with Fun Drive. And then when I was going through those songs, like, I noticed, like, around episode 7, episode 8, which were still really good, I was trying to hang on to songs to keep to play later. But at the same time, I could tell I was starting to take liberties and put songs in that probably don't belong, you know, in order to stretch things out. So, and yeah, and I think that Orange's Band really helped, especially in the 20s. I was like in the early pandemic era. And they're, what a great band. That's Stars Are Our Stuck. That's from the $5 EP, I think. But yeah, they're worth checking out. Then was Stephen Malkmus with his band Pavement. Played 21 times on this show over the 5-year history. Boy, that's a creaky chair you got, Chris. Is that, that's you. Every time you move, it just creaks like crazy over there. Move again. Thank you. That's Chris's chair, everybody. Let's give a hand. Chris's chair. So that was Stephen Malkmus, huge artist, and you know, for me, for sure, and for a lot of people, he's pretty. They even mentioned him in the Barbie film. You know, that made me feel really dumb. They did. Remember when the Barbies were giving in to the Kens, and they were like at the beach, and the guys were playing guitar.
Huh, that was him.
No, that wasn't Stephen Malkmus, but one of the guys, it was just all the girls were just playing along and listening to the guys just talk about their stupid crap.
Huh.
This guy's like, well, Stephen Malkmus, eh. So, yeah, anyway. So, whatever, I like him. He's good. Then it was LCD Sound System. That was Get Innocuous from Sound of Silver. We were talking about that record.
Yeah.
Chris was saying, what, you couldn't avoid them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in 2007?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. And that was a good thing. Genius, James Murphy, and great producer. Great dude, I would think. I think he would be a pretty down-to-earth gentleman. But that's not important. That's a great song. After that was Luge, Canada's Best Band. They were unseated for a brief time by Piss for Pumpkin, but they're once again Canada's Best Band. That was Luge from Tall Is Just a Feeling, 2018. And then after that was Omni. I think when Omni was clutch. Like, in when my show started to really get crap in, like, the I guess, like, episode 10, episode 12, 15. I started to get my act together again around 17, but, like, the Omni record called, I think it was Networker. That was a big record for me. I didn't know about Omni right away. I probably should have known about them. But so you remember Caitlin, who was volunteer coordinator,
yeah,
when I first
absolutely.
Joined up here. And I liked her shows because I heard her on there a lot. But she would just talk and talk and talk and talk, which is fine. It was good. It's kind of like we're doing right now. And I remember I just came. I was still putting all my shows under Jambalaya so I could go through the Jambalaya playlist. And I saw, I was always Caitlin Jambalaya. I'm going to see what she played. You know, maybe I can steal something from her. And it was funny. It was like it was like an hour show. She played 6 songs and talked for 40 minutes. That was the show log for it. And I think it was like Begonia or something like that on there. And then one of the bands was Omni. And I was like, okay. And then I looked them up and they just put out a record. And what a great record. And that was Underage from Networker. Following that was French Vanilla. That was during I got that from doing reviews at the station. I did do reviews for a time, maybe about a year at the station. Just scathing, just nasty reviews. They were very funny, though. Caitlin liked them, and so did Ricky. They thought they were pretty funny. I just trashed people, Chris. It was, or things were absolutely divine. You know, it's like one or the other with me. Either I really like something, or I really don't. I have such strong feelings about music. So that was a pretty big record, French Vanilla. I forget the name of that record. Doesn't matter. It's the only good one they got, and it's the one that came out in 2017 or 2018. Move Along, Move Ahead. And then it was Girlpool. I think that finished up the set, unless I'm missing something here. That was from the album What Chaos Is Imaginary. That was one of my favorite records. Those last three records, Omni Networker, French Vanilla, I forget the name of the record, and then Girlpool.
You said the Girlpool album was a grower on you.
It was a grower. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I remember it really did grow on me, and I liked the whole thing. And I remember going to a Christmas party that year and putting all three of those records on and scoring a lot of points.
Hmm.
So, great records. So that's what was in that set. Anything else, Chris? I'm trying to remember what we were talking about earlier. I guess there's not much going on at the station, right? Like, no big parties coming up?
Yeah, not for now.
Yeah, things are good, though. But you're doing well? Chris is doing well?
Yeah, I'm living my best life.
He is living his best life. No, I'm really glad to. Chris is just, he's all smiles right now. Who knows what's going on with him, but whatever it is, it's quite good. If you want to talk about it, you can, but it just sounds like things are good in your life these days, which is great. So again, fifth anniversary show of Home of Burnaby Rock, really just chronicling the great people and artists like this wonderful station, the great people here. Chris obviously has appeared on the show a number of times. He is my hype man. He is everybody's hype man. He's the... He is the public affairs coordinator here at the station.
Yeah.
Chris has played a big role here, as has Ricky. I miss Ricky. I miss Ricky every day here, man. Yeah. That guy's great.
And
how's he doing? How's Ricky? Caitlin, yeah.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. Yeah. I'm thinking also Connor. I'm thinking Magnus is big. Robin, obviously. Robin does a lot for me here.
Mm-hmm.
As well, Jesse. Jesse's helped me out a few times, but I understand how incredibly important he is here. Like, just, he basically keeps the station running and
yeah, from the, like, Jesse's like the second Magnus.
Yeah, almost. He is. And Magnus, I mean, I think they deal with different things. Like, Magnus just deals with the student society, I think. He just deals with, like, you know, City of Burnaby. I don't know how our new tower is coming or anything like that, but I guess I'll find out in the fall.
He's making progress.
He's making progress, yeah. He's making, because that'll be great when that happens. And, but yeah, a lot of wonderful people here at the station, volunteers that have really helped me out and helped move the show along. And, you know, this is for you guys, if you can hear me right now. Thank you so
much.
We
love you.
We love you guys. We really do.
Yeah.
Chris loves you. And, you know, a lot of good feelings. So I'm going to get back to the music and play more Ecology stuff from the Cataune era, for the most part. This controversial artist next, but this is a great song. I don't care. And so it reminds me of the Devin Parkin song from last year. That was like my favorite song last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Sad Photography.
I'm listening on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You are still listening to Home of Burnaby Rock and CJSF 90.1 FM.
I am the only one that knows. Thank you.